Jughead, this is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, indeed, and you relax too, folks, while you visit Archie Andrews, his family, and his friends. Millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know Archie, and now he comes to radio with all his gang, Archie Andrews. It's Friday afternoon in Riverdale as we look in on the Andrews household. Just coming into the house are two charter members of the TGIFC.
Yep, I am hereby founding the TGIFC. I'm president and you're vice president.
What makes you president? Why can't I be president?
Because you don't even know what the TGIFC stands for.
How can I, if you won't tell me?
TGIFC stands for the Thank Goodness It's Friday Club.
Thank Goodness It's Friday Club? What does it do?
It goes around appreciating the fact that it's Friday and the weekend is here.
Oh, fine.
And my first official act, therefore, is to get me a date for the victory dance tomorrow night. Hand me the telephone.
Hand it to you? Can't you take it yourself?
Who's the president and who's vice president?
I resign.
Your resignation isn't accepted.
Oh, yeah, let's vote on it.
All right, all those in favor of accepting your resignation say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay.
Nay.
It's a tie.
It is not a tie. As president, you're not allowed to vote. The president only presides. So it's one to nothing in favor of my resignation. Get the telephone yourself.
Jughead, you make life so difficult. Hello, operator. Get me Riverdale 381, please.
Veronica, you're going to take that dizzy dance to the victory dance?
No, shut up. No, not you, operator.
Hello?
Hello, Veronica. This is Archie. I'm calling about the dance after the ball game tomorrow.
Yeah?
It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Do you have a date, Veronica?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, Archie. I'm going with Reggie Mann.
That drip.
He may be a grip, Archie, but he'll play in the game tomorrow. Which is more than I can say for certain other people who are afraid to play football.
Afraid to play? Now, you look here, Veronica. You know perfectly well I'm on probation for being late and I can't play football.
Really, Archie? I'm not accustomed to people shouting at me goodbye.
Oh, for crying out tears.
No date?
No date yet. But I'll get one, Jughead. You wait and see. Operator, Riverdale 807. Who does that Veronica think she is?
Hello?
Hello, Betty. This is Archie. I just called up to say we're going to the dance tomorrow night. I'll call for you at 8
o'clock. Oh, but Archie, I'm terribly sorry, but I have a date with Tommy Hopkins. He's quarterback on the team, you know.
Oh, but you can't do this to me, Betty.
Gee, I'm sorry, Archie, but I can't make my date with Tommy now.
Oh, all right. Thanks anyway. Bye, Betty.
No date?
No date, Jughead. But I'm going to get a date or know the reason why. Hello, Julia. Going to the dance tomorrow? You are? He's fullback on the team. Oh, bye. Hello, Margaret. Going to the dance tomorrow? You are? He's halfback on the team. Oh, bye. Shirley, going to the dance tomorrow? You are? He's the water boy. Oh, bye.
Well, Archie, did you get that date?
No, Jughead, I didn't get that date. But at least I know the reason why.
Why?
Because the girls in this town have stopped dating men. They date football players. Hello?
Archie Andrews?
Yes, speaking.
This is Miss Pringle in Mr. Weatherby's office. We just wanted to notify you that your probation ends today.
What?
Yes, your probation period ended this afternoon. You're now eligible for extracurricular activities.
Oh, gee whiz, that's wonderful. Gosh, Miss Pringle, you're a peach. I could kiss you.
What's that?
I said thanks a lot, Miss Pringle. Bye.
Goodbye.
Jughead, did you hear that? I'm eligible for football again.
Okay, Archie, quit wrestling with me. I didn't
golly.
Do anything.
Whoopee!
Well, that's all the celebration about.
Hello, Dad. What are you doing home?
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Jughead. I was passing by and I wanted to see Mother. Well, what's all the excitement?
Oh, this is a red letter day, Dad.
Yes, I know. Your report card came in the mail this morning.
Oh, my report card? So soon?
Yes, Archie. The first report. And, Archie, it made me see red in more ways than one.
Yeah, Dad. Well, but I gotta run along now. I'm late.
Late for what?
For football practice, Dad. I'm eligible for the team, and the coach says as soon as I was off probation, I should come right down to practice. Come on, Jughead. See you later, Dad.
Archie?
Huh?
Archie, I hate to say this, but with that report card, you can't go to any football practice.
But, Dad, I'm off probation.
Mr. Weatherby may have taken you off probation, friend, but I'm putting you back on until your next report card shows considerable improvement.
But, Dad...
That's the end of it. I won't tolerate any such nonsense as football with your marks what they are. Now, you're to stay home this afternoon. Now, where's your mother?
Out shopping, I think. Gee whiz.
Well, I'd better get back to the office. Remember, Archie, no football for you.
Gee whiz, Archie, that's a tough break.
Tough? Jughead, you know, sometimes I think having parents is a mistake.
Well, hello, Mr. Albright. How's business?
Hello, Andrews. Business couldn't be better, couldn't be better.
Well, that's what I wanted to see you about, Mr. Albright. You know, we feel our product is definitely superior to what you're buying now.
Hey, mighty fine day out, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. Now, we're equipped to meet most any requirements you may have.
Yes, real fall day.
Yes, yes, it is. A real crisp autumn day. Mm. Now, just what quantities do you use, Mr. Albright?
Hmm? Oh, I don't know. 50,000 a month, maybe 100,000. Mm. You know, Andrews, I just can't keep my mind on business on a day like this. This weather, it's real football weather.
Yes, yes, it's football weather, all right. Now, on your order...
You know, I played fullback for Riverdale when I was a youngster.
I bet so.
You betcha. Why, when I was a kid, I lived for football.
Well, I didn't know that.
Sure thing. In fact, it was about 30 years ago on just such a day as this. Riverdale was playing Newton Center. The score was 7-6 in favor of Newton Center. A minute left to play. Fourth down on our own 5-yard line. And what do you think happened?
You scored a touchdown.
No, sir, I did no such thing.
Oh.
Oh, I got away all right. I broke through that line like a wild horse. But just when I was in the clear, I tripped over an open shoelace, fell flat on my chin, and was knocked cold.
No.
Yep. I never got over that, Andrews. Never did.
Oh.
That's why I'm such a bug on football to this day.
Oh, I see. Now, about this
glad
order...
to see you're interested in the game, Andrews.
What? Oh, yes, yes, I certainly am.
Nobody I'd rather do business with than the man who's interested in football.
Is that right? Well, now, you have no idea how interested I am in football. Why, in fact, just today I was telling my son what I thought of his playing football.
Your son plays ball for Riverdale, does he?
Why, yes. Well, yes, yes, of course he plays for Riverdale.
Say, I've been trying to get tickets for the game tomorrow. They're all sold out. Can't find one. If your boy is on the team, he probably gets tickets to the game. Tickets right on the 50-yard line.
He does?
Well, Andrews, are you going to invite me to see that game, or do I have to double my order first?
What? Why, of course I'm inviting you to the game, Mr. Albright. I've been meaning to all along.
That's fine, Andrews, just fine. Yeah. Now, suppose we discuss that order at the game tomorrow. But don't you worry about it. Not if your son plays football for good old Riverdale High.
Hello?
Archie, hello, son. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Well, Archie, I was just thinking. This is a mighty fine day for football.
What did you say, Dad?
I said it's a fine day for football. You know, I've been thinking about your going out for the team, son, and, I've decided a fella your age can't just study all the time. Athletics are important, too.
Oh, gee whiz, Dad. Oh, that's swell. I'd better hurry. I can still get to practice.
That's a good idea, son. You get out on that field and play football. Football's mighty important. In fact, you have no idea how important football is.
So you want to play football, do you, Andrews?
Yes, Coach.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Jones? You out for the team, too?
Me? Oh, no, sir. I'd sooner just watch. In fact, I'd much sooner watch.
Okay. Well, Andrews, we're going to do some line charging. Get up against Lucenkowicz there and charge him a few times. I'll call signal. On hip, you charge. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. 21, 25, 13, hip!
Oh, that a boy, Archie.
Well, don't just stand there, Jughead. Pick me up.
Come on, Andrews. Show a little pep. Get those legs driving.
Yes, sir.
Signal. 14, 22, 35, hip.
Attaboy, Archie.
Well, don't just stand there, Jughead. Pick me up.
Well, that was better, Andrews, but keep low. Keep close to the ground.
If I get any closer, I'll be plowing it up.
Signals. 12, 21, 16.
Oh, boy, I did it. I knocked him over, Coach. I did it. I knocked him down.
Don't just stand there, Archie. Pick me up.
For Pete's sake, Andrews. Run with your eyes open. Wysenkowicz is over there.
He is?
Yeah.
Gee, I'm sorry, Jughead.
Well, now let's try you on the defense. Wysenkowicz, this time you go through Andrews. Hit him hard and let's see how he stops you. Ready, Andrews? Well, Andrews, ready or not?
Me, Coach?
Yes, you.
Ready for... Wysenkowicz to charge?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I guess I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Signals. 92, 76, 8, 14, hit!
Attaboy, Archie.
Well, don't you stand there, Jughead. Come pick me up!
Where's Archie?
Oh, well, he should be home any minute. Why, dear?
Oh, I'm just interested in hearing how he made out football practice.
I didn't know you were so interested in football, Fred.
Oh, yes, Mary. Yes, indeed. I'm quite a football fan. In fact, I'd like to go see the game tomorrow.
Well, that should be fun.
Yes, you see, I've invited the Albrights to go with us. He's a great football fan, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine, Fred. Do you have the ticket?
Oh, don't worry about that, Mary. Members of the team all get tickets, so Archie will have 4 tickets right on the 50-yard line.
Why, Archie, what on earth are you doing here?
Hello, Betty. Just got through with practice.
I didn't know you were on the football team, Archie. That's wonderful. Gosh, I'm proud of you.
Oh, nothing at all, Betty, nothing at all. Going to the game?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. And I have awfully good seats. They're on the 40-yard line.
Well, that's not bad. Of course, members of the team get 50-yard line seats. I was going to give you a couple.
That's sweet of you, Archie.
I tell you what, if you like, I'll swap my tickets for yours. That way you'll be right on the 50-yard line.
Why, Archie, that's wonderful. Then I'll be able to see you every minute of the time.
Oh, sure. Here you are.
Thank you, Archie. And here are mine on the 40-yard line. That's almost as good.
Archie, you're off to practice?
Hello, Jug. Yeah. Where did you disappear to?
Well, I had to go home and rest a while. Well, I got too tired.
Tired?
Yeah, picking you up. Well, did you get your tickets?
Sure, on the 40-yard line.
Then how about swapping tickets with me? Mine are on the 30-yard line.
Nothing doing, Jug.
But you know how nearsighted my father is, Archie. Every time he sees the hot dog man, he starts shouting, "We want a touchdown."
I'm sorry, Jug. I need these tickets.
Okay, for you, Archie. Just you wait and see if I do your Latin homework again. Just you wait and see. You're a fine pal. You are.
Oh, okay, Jug. Okay. Quit acting that way. I'll swap your old tickets for you here. Now give me yours.
Gee, thanks, Archie. Here are mine on the 30-yard line. That's almost as good.
Hello?
Andrews, this is Albright.
Oh, yes, Mr. Albright.
I just want to confirm your invitation to the ball game tomorrow.
Confirm it? Oh, sure, sure. You can count on it, Mr. Albright. My boy Archie will have tickets for us.
You haven't spoken to him yet?
No, but I expect him home any minute. Now, don't you worry, Mr. Albright. Those tickets will be right smack on the 50-yard line.
Hey, Andrews. Where you going?
Hello, Butch. Just going home from football practice.
Are you on the team, Squirt?
Yes, I am, sir.
Then you're the guy I want.
Yeah, just the guy.
I got 4 tickets on a 20-yard line, and I'll let you give me your tickets for them.
Oh, but Butch,
come on, Andrews.
But Butch, I got
to... You want to be in shape to play tomorrow, Andrews?
Here are the tickets, Butch.
That's better. Here's mine on a 20. They're almost as good. And consider yourself lucky.
Well, Archie Andrews.
Oh, gee. Hello, Veronica. I am just coming from football practice.
Football? Well, Archie, I had no idea you were on the team.
Oh, sure. You going to the game?
Of course. But my tickets are just too terrible for words.
I should know better, but
Where are they located?
Behind the goalpost.
Oh, no.
Yes, isn't that awful? I could just cry.
Well, don't do that, Veronica. I'll swap mine with you if you like. Of course, they're only on the 20-yard line, but that's better than behind the goalpost.
Well, it isn't bad, isn't it? All right, Archie, here are my tickets, and thanks so much. You going to the victory dance?
Oh, sure. Would you like to go with me, huh?
Well, I have a date, Archie, but you'll be needing tickets to the dance, won't you?
Tickets?
Sure, I'm on the ticket committee. Here, Archie, 2 tickets to the dance.
Oh, gee, thanks.
That's $5.
What?
$5. You have $5, haven't you, Archie?
Well, gee, that is not with me, Veronica, but I'll get it for you. I don't know how, but I will.
You want to see me, friend?
Yeah, I understand you buy tickets for the football game.
Now, whatever gave you that idea?
A friend of mine said if I ever want to sell any tickets, you'd buy them.
Yeah, I see. Well, now, I don't exactly buy tickets, friend. I buy pencils.
Pencils?
Sure. You sell me a pencil, and if you want to give me some tickets, why, there's no law against that.
Oh, but I don't have a pencil with me.
Oh, it's all right, friend. Here's a pencil. You can sell this to me.
Oh, all right.
Now, where's this pencil located?
Right here in my hand.
No. You know what I mean.
Oh, the tickets. Behind the goalpost.
Behind the goalpost?
Yeah, I have 4 of them.
Well, okay, they're better than nothing. I'll take your pencil.
How much will you give me?
$5. $5 for the 4 tickets.
Is that you, Archie?
Yes, Dad.
Hello,
Mike.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, Archie. For goodness sake, son, how'd you get so bruised and battered?
Oh, I'm all right, Mom.
Are you sure you're not hurt, dear?
No, I'm all right.
Of course he's all right, Mary. Does a boy good to get a workout every now and then, doesn't it, son?
Yes, Dad.
Why, Archie, I can't tell you how proud I am of you.
Yes, Dad.
I'm really bursting with pride at the thought of your carrying the good old name of Andrews out onto the football field.
Yes, Dad.
You must stick to your studies, though, son. No education is worth a thing if it doesn't include good sportsmanship.
Yes, Dad. Maybe I'd better sit down.
That's right, son. Now, you take it easy there. I want you to be in good shape for tomorrow.
Yes, Dad.
And when you get out on that field, son, and the crowds are cheering and the band is playing and the flags are... Don't you forget your dad is in there rooting for you.
Yes, Dad. Are you going to the game?
Why, of course I'm going. I wouldn't miss that game for anything. Why, I'm going
to...
Do
you have tickets?
Why, naturally I have... What? Archie, don't you have tickets?
Me? Why, no, Dad. I had to get rid of mine.
You had to get... Oh, I might have known this would happen. Now what'll I do? All right, he'll be fit to be tired if he doesn't get to see that game. I've got to get some tickets.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. I know where you can get some for $5.
$5? Quick, Archie, where?
Well, you just go see Mr. Jenkins. He buys and sells them.
Oh, a speculator. Well, that's better than nothing. Where's my hat? I've got to get those tickets.
Don't worry, Dad. He has some. But, Dad, you better take along this pencil. He might be all out of those.
Well, now, friend, I don't sell tickets.
You don't? But I thought that...
I do sell pencils.
Pencils?
Yeah. I'll sell you 4 pencils and give you 4 tickets. No law against giving you tickets, is there?
Huh? Oh.
I get it.
Yeah. No, I guess not. Where are those pencils located? Huh?
Behind the goalpost.
Behind the goalpost? Oh, that's no good at all.
It's all I got left, not another pencil left in town.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I guess I better take them.
Sure. Here you are. 4 pencils and 4 tickets.
Okay. I understand they're $5.
That's right. Just $5 a piece.
Mr. Albright, here are our seats, right in here.
Here, Andrews? But I thought you had tickets for the 50-yard line. This is behind the goalpost.
Oh, it is behind the goalpost now, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is.
Well, now, I
always like to be right down on the goal line myself, all right. I like to be in the finish, so to speak.
Well, sure, but you can't hardly see a thing.
Fred, just look at the funny shoulders that player has.
What's that, dear? Shoulders? Why, those are shoulder pads, dear.
Oh.
Did you hear what my wife just asked me, Mr. Albright? She just said, look at the funny shoulders that player has.
Very funny.
Yes, isn't it the funniest thing I ever heard?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hal Lane speaking. Well, folks, the game will be on in just a moment now. The traditional opening day clash between Riverdale High and Newton Center. It's an evenly matched set of teams out there on the field. Riverdale looks a little light and fast. Newton Center, on the other hand, seems to be a powerful outfit that'll work close to the ground. Well, Newton Center's won the toss and elected to receive. They're taking their positions now. Mantle kicking for Riverdale with Zengowitz holding. There's the whistle and the game is on.
What's happening? I can't see a thing. What's going on?
I can see all right, Mr. Albright. He's down. No, he's up. No, he's down. Boy, was he smeared.
Who was smeared?
Newton Center. They lost 10 yards on that play.
Newton Center gained 10 yards.
Fred, where's Archie?
I don't know, Mary.
Now, Coach, now.
Not yet, Andrews, not yet.
Well, this is a great game today, folks. Yes, sir, a great game. The first quarter ended with no score and timeout has been called. Riverdale is sending in some substitutions. Let's see, O'Reilly, Pollock, Hopkins, Smith, and Callan. Well, let's go down and listen to the band.
Well, a great game, all right, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so. Can't see too well.
Well, they'll be down this way soon. Now, about that contract, Mr. Albright.
Andrews, how can you think of business at a time like this?
Fred, where's Archie?
I don't know, Mary.
Tell you what, Andrews, if your son gets in that game and scores for Riverdale, I'll double the order.
You will? Oh, well, it's as good as signed now because Archie will be in there any minute now.
Now, Coach, now?
Not yet, Andrews, not yet.
Yes, indeed, this game has been moving right along, and it's beginning to look like the weight of Newton Center will outlast the speed of Riverdale. The score is now 6-0 in favor of Newton Center, and Riverdale sending in some substitutions. Johnson, Atlas, Carpenter, and McDougal. Listen to that crowd.
Can't see a thing that's happening.
Funny, I can see everything. Riverdale just advanced 5 yards on a line charge.
Newton Center just gained 15 yards on a lateral pass.
Fred, where's Archie?
Oh, for pity's sake, Mary, I'm sure I don't know.
Now, Coach, now?
Not yet, Andrews, not yet.
Well, it just goes to show you, folks, this is still anybody's game. A tired Riverdale has just come from behind for a touchdown, making the score 7-6 in favor of Riverdale. But they're tiring fast. And the Riverdale coach is throwing in some more substitutions. Let's see. Henkowitz, Channing, Bennett, Fish, Hastings. Listen to that crowd.
Do you see Archie, Fred?
No, Mary, not yet.
What's going on out there?
Why, Riverdale just went through center for a 5-yard gain.
Riverdale penalized 5 yards for offside.
Now, Coach, now.
Not yet, Andrews.
Well, folks, here we come to the closing minutes of the game. Riverdale leads 7-6. Did I say minutes? I should have said seconds because there's just 1:60 left to play. And Newton Center is fighting for a touchdown. Riverdale's hanging on by its teeth, trying to hold that line. Riverdale's throwing in some more substitutions. Let's see. It's Cohen, Thompson, Jennings, Thomas, and Esposito. Well, time's in. The ball's back in play.
Is Archie in there yet, Fred?
No, Mary. I guess they're still saving him.
Substitution for Riverdale. Archie Andrews in for Reggie Mantle.
Didn't you say Andrews got in?
He sure did, all right. He sure did. There goes Archie now.
Where?
Come on there, Archie. Hold that line, son. Hold that line, boy. Oh, just watch that boy of mine, all right. Just you watch him.
It's Newton Center's ball. Fourth touchdown to go.
It's the last play of the game, folks. The very last play. Will Newton Center score, or can Riverdale hold her? 8 yards to go. The ball snapped to Smith. He starts through. Sun reverses his field. Starts wide around left end. Oh, this looks good. He's fooled the Riverdale line. He's sweeping wide. He's up to the line of scrimmage. The five, the four, the three. Wait a minute. Riverdale's halfback's coming up fast. It's Andrews, Archie Andrews. He's trying to stop that touchdown, but Newton Center sees him. A three-man interference takes Andrews out completely, and Smith is across for a touchdown. Listen to that crowd cheer.
Well, Andrews, I saw that play.
Yes, I know.
It looked to me like they went right through your son.
Where's Archie, Fred?
Mary, I don't know, and I don't care.
And so the game ends, ladies and gentlemen. Newton Center, 12, Riverdale, 7. Wait a minute, something's going on down there. Somebody's hurt. It looks like, yes, it is Andrews, Archie Andrews. They're carrying him. Oh, just a minute. The referee has called that last play back. Newton Center is penalized 15 yards for clipping Andrews. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is football history. The game is over, but that last play is canceled, and Riverdale wins 7-6. Oh, what a game, folks, what a game. Archie Andrews becomes the hero of the day. Listen to that crowd cheer.
Well, Andrews, I must say that was as exciting a game as I ever saw.
Yes, Mr. Allwright. I believe you're right.
And believe me, I'm glad to sign this contract with a man who enjoys good sportsmanship as much as I do.
Well, it's a pleasure to do business with you, Mr. Allwright.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hello, son.
Hello, dear. Mom, is my tie on straight?
Oh, yes, dear. Fine. Do you feel all right?
Oh, sure. Good as new.
Where are you going, son?
The victory dance, Dad.
Oh?
Oh, I didn't think you had a date, Archie.
Oh, sure. Reggie Mantle sprained his ankle, and Tommy Hopkins twisted his knee, and Jughead wrenched his back, cheering. So I not only got one date, I'm taking Veronica and Betty.
Two dates?
Yes, sir.
Well, I must admit you deserve them. You certainly saved the day.
Who, me?
Yes, son. I was proud of you, Archie.
Oh, it wasn't anything. Well, I got to run along
now. Say, Archie, before you go, suppose you tell an old player like myself just what happened on that last play.
What happened?
Yes, I couldn't see very well just then. Just what did those Newton Center fellows do to you?
Do to me? Why, nothing, Mr. Albright.
What's that?
Didn't they clip you from behind?
Clip me? Why, no. They didn't do a thing. I just tripped on an open shoelace and my chin hit the ground. Why do you ask, Mr. Albright?
Once again, it's time to say so long, folks. Until next week, same time, same station, when we'll be back for another visit to Riverdale with Archie Andrews and all the gang. Join us then, won't you?
Hey, Jughead, how does this disguise look? These dark glasses and gray beard.
Gosh, Archie, your old mother wouldn't know you.
My mother's not looking for me, Jughead. Will it fool the cops?
The script was written by Carl Zampel and is based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie Andrews is played by Charles Mullen, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Alice Uhrman, Vinton Hayworth, Gloria Mann, and Doris Grundy. Music was composed and conducted by Leo Kempinski. Production was under the direction of Garnet Garrison. If you live in or around New York and you'd like to see our show, just write for tickets. Address Archie Andrews, care of NBC, Radio City 20, New York City. And now, this is Bob Sherry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. This is the National Broadcasting Company.